Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Now, I was telling Kenny right before you walked in right now that you had a rant about the dishwasher earlier on the Insiders, and yeah, you're 1,000% correct.
People, I'm just talking facts on this.
Like, it's insane.
I heard it, and you're right. I know me personally, I don't use the...
Real quick for the radio, people didn't catch it, I guess. Yeah, people would just be throwing their dishes in with food on it and all that stuff in the dishwasher.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, as if they've never washed a dish in their life.
Like, rinse it off at least a little.
That's it. I mean, I don't...
I'm Kyle Madsen, by the way. That's Jesse Tapia. He's Kenny Caraway. Go ahead, Kenny.
I don't... K-Madden, Casey.
Yep. Filling in for D-Lo.
Someone called me K-Madden during the break, but that's okay.
You were K very mad.
Well, just be respectful. That's all. That's all you got to do is be respectful. But, I mean, I'm kind of like you. Like, when I put dishes in the dishwasher, I'm not, like, crazy about it, but they're damn near clean already before they go in there. I get as much as I can off of the plate, off the spoon, the fork, out of the cup, all this other stuff. Pots and pans don't go in the dishwasher. Like, I wash those by hand. Yeah, just wipe your stuff off.
Well, it's like, why are you throwing the dish in there and it's got half of your mashed potatoes left?
That's
like, what
it.
Are you doing?
That
makes no sense. Like, have you never just grown up? Like, no, you learn. Like, no, sweetie, wipe the mashed potatoes off into the trash, rinse your dish off, throw it into the dishwasher. Like, we're all adults here. I think besides promotions, I'm probably the youngest one here. Like, come on now.
That's it.
You got your Thanksgiving leftovers in the dishwasher right now.
To me, it's common sense.
Yeah, man.
To me, it's common sense. That's all it is. I try not to use...
I only use plastic silverware here.
Yeah, I don't use any
of the actual
I largely
stuff.
Use plastic.
Yeah, I won't touch it.
It's terrible for the environment, but...
Sorry. It's terrible for me that the dishes don't get washed here.
Yeah. I mean, and
if they do, they're just washed in a swirl of mashed potatoes and barbecue sauce.
Sometimes you'll open up the dish cabinet or whatever, and it's like the little forks are there and all that stuff. And why is that one foggy still?
Yeah.
No, I'm okay. Close that back up.
I've had times I've opened up the drawer for a fork.
Yeah.
And I look down at it could be a spoon, a knife. I'm like, nah, all these are going in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
That's nasty. All right.
Yeah.
This is D'Lo and Casey. I'm Kyle Madsen, filling in for Damian. He is doing, he's on KSFM right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working with St. Jude, trying to get partners in hope. Text FIGHT to 55855 to pledge $19 a month to help out St. Jude Children's Hospital. It's a really, really good cause. And when you become a partner in hope, you receive a Music Gives t-shirt from St. Jude. You receive a St. Jude hoodie from St. Jude. And if you are listening on this program and you take a screenshot of your donation and you send that to Damian on Twitter or Instagram, he will send you some free D'Lo and KC merch.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right. That's a good look.
Yeah. We got NFL stuff to get to. We got some more King stuff to get to. I want to talk about Devin Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to get to all of that, but I need to pay off something from yesterday.
Okay.
That you and I talked about on this program.
All right.
I believe in this segment.
Give me a frame picture of Jose Alvarado doing Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Alvarado.
No.
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 Disappointed now.
You said that you've never had hot honey on your pizza.
Yeah.
Which is all the rage right now. So I said next time I go to Trader Joe's, I'm going to get you a bottle of hot honey. Well, I went to Trader Joe's today.
Okay.
And I got you a bottle of hot honey from Trader Joe's. Come on, here we go.
Come on, air horns.
Let's go. We got air horns for me.
Come on, that's a true friend right there, man.
Let's go. So that's for you. You can put that on anything. It's like hot sauce.
So look.
But it's honey.
It says spicy.
A little spicy. A little kick.
I don't like spicy food or spicy sauce. Now I will say this.
Do you like Greek food? Because there's Greek food out there. You could go grab a gyro right now, and you could put some of the hot honey on it and give it a shot.
No, for the first time, you got to do it on the pizza.
That's a great. Oh, was, that's was, a great. That's why. That's why Jesse.
I was also going to say I do have pizza at the house.
Oh, great!
Ready to go.
Come on.
When I get home, so I'm gonna try it. Now I was going to say before I met my wife, I was like no on spicy. No, no, no. She cooks, she throws a little, you know, a little spice on it every now and then with whatever. She's like, look, this is just what it's going to be if you're going to eat, you know, what I cook. Sometimes there's going to be some spice. She dials it back. She meets me in the middle a little bit because, you know, I'm not crazy about it.
Mm-hmm.
But.
So she's a real one.
A hot one. Ain't that the show?
Sure.
Yeah. The chicken wings show.
Okay.
Yeah. Hot ones?
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Sorry, I was taking a bite so I couldn't close it.
It's good, right?
It's good.
All right.
I say that to say I've adjusted a little bit, and now I can handle a little bit of spice.
Love that for you. It is an acquired thing.
Yeah.
Because I was the same way. I used to like, man, no, you can't. I couldn't do a jalapeno on my nachos.
You appreciate spicy food as you grow up.
And you can say that. I mean, yeah. I met her when I was like 20, 21 years old.
Yeah, you're not. So, yeah. You're still growing up.
Yeah. I got pizza at home. I'm trying it when I get home.
I hope you like it. If you don't, please bring the bottle back, and I will.
That's right.
I
will take it. Yeah, we're going to split the bottle.
I don't want that sitting. unused in your cupboard. Hell no.
Well, look. Even if I didn't like it, I think my wife would like it.
Great.
Regardless.
Hell yeah.
It will be getting used.
Good. Yeah. Good. I hope so. If it doesn't,
I think I'm hoping I'll like it. Though.
I think you will. Yeah. I think you will. It's a nice little change up. When I was in, I don't know if you guys have watched the show Ted Lasso. On Apple TV.
No.
There's a scene where he goes to an Indian restaurant in England for the first time.
Mm.
And is the guy's like, well, how spicy do you want to eat? And Ted's like, oh, I'm make it like you make it for your family. Like, that's the kind of guy I am. And it's like spicy as hell. And he's eating it because he's out of obligation. It's a whole thing. It's part of the show. I had that exact experience in England at an Indian restaurant.
Mm.
I love Indian food.
Okay.
And at a typical Indian restaurant here, I can do a 2-level of spice. And that's my comfort. Like, again, I'm not dying, but it still tastes good. It's still that kick. It's still nice. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I go to England. I see the chicken that I typically order. It's called something a little bit different, I guess, based on the region, or I'm not totally sure, but... it's like chicken, it's bell peppers, it's onions, it's obviously like a spiced sauce. It's very, very good. And so I see that on the menu. I'm like, bet. It's got 2 little spice things on it. I'm like, bet. Mm-hmm. Give me that.
Mm-hmm.
It was the spiciest thing I've ever eaten. I was not ready. I was not built for it. I finished it, again, out of obligation.
Yeah.
I needed like 3 beers while I was drinking it or while I was eating it to try and subside some of the spice. Didn't help.
Yeah.
Ate the whole thing because it was phenomenal. It was the best Indian food I've ever had. Mm. But I was not built for it. Next time we went there, we went back. It was so good. We went back to that place. I'm like, give me the 0 levels. I want this to be the blandest thing I've ever eaten.
I wonder why. Maybe you can help me because maybe you're one of these people. Maybe Jesse is as well. Mm. What is the, what's the word I'm looking for? Like what makes the people who like things really, really spicy, like what do they get out of that?
A little bit of insanity and just the flavor, I guess. My grandpa used to eat like those ghost peppers or whatever.
That's wild.
No, yeah, legit. That's my dad. And he pops in the chat. He used to eat like the red peppers by itself, like nothing.
That's a gangster.
And I always wonder, do they feel the same level of spice that, say, I do? Because, like, I'll have something that's super spicy, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is hot. I can't even enjoy anything. Do they even feel that?
Nah, I think your body adjusts. Like I'm saying, I like eating spicy foods just to feel something.
Okay.
No. But, no, it's just a little, like, you know when you drink a soda and there's that, there's, like, a fizz in it?
Uh-huh.
It's like that, it's the, there's, like, a textural sensation, I think, that.
Okay.
That you like.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Like that little zing, that little kick.
I think it all started for me when I was about 3 or 4 years old, and I was in New Orleans, and they had some Popeye's chicken, and I was like, oh, I want some chicken, and I thought I was getting a regular one, and I got a spicy, and it just burned my mouth crazy.
I don't love like the spiciest food either, but like I'll carry like the bottle of Tapatio with me for
lunch
and stuff.
Yeah, and that's just that little kick.
That's turned into flavor. Something like that is flavor. Yeah. It's not hot anymore.
Yeah, okay.
It's flavor, but I don't venture. We got to go. How high on the
Scoville
level can you get? You can go Scoville on the hot ones.
The Scoville, I think they call it Scoville level.
Which,
or whatever.
Is that how far away is that from the end?
Oh no, it's got to be picking like top three. I'm assuming.
Because they have like 10 levels, right?
Yeah, it's like 10 levels. I'm not sure where it'd be. It's got to be pretty early on.
You want to know what the hottest pepper is? You want to know what the hottest one is?
Sure.
It's called Pepper X, averaging 2.69 million Scoville units.
Jeez.
It beat the previous record holder, the Carolina Reaper, which is 2.2 million.
Like, if I got to sign a waiver to eat this pepper, I'm okay.
That's it. If I have to say,
Reaper.
You might bleed or you might choke. I'm okay. It's cool. I'll just have a regular hamburger, please. Thank you.
A jalapeno is 2,500 to 8,000 Scoville units, typically, according to the internet.
I don't like jalapenos.
Jalapenos are good.
Yeah, jalapenos are the thing that I'm starting to, like, that's a thing I can now incorporate. I don't pick it out of a thing if I'm eating it.
It's too hot. It's too hot.
That's my threshold, though. You start to go above that, you want to go habanero on me? Mm-mm.
Habaneros are hit and miss for me.
Can't do it.
Then I can't, with drink, don't even taste the same. Like, it just, that's cool, man.
Slaver profile.
Coke's even spicier.
Speaking of spicy, I got some Devin Carter takes, and we'll talk about it next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Kyle Madsen. That's Kenny Caraway, Jesse Tapia. I'm Kyle. I'm hanging out till 2, until Damien is done on KSFM, getting partners in hope. Get people pledging $19 a month to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Fight. Text FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 55855 to become a partner in hope today. It's a $19 a month pledge. Helps out St. Jude Children's Hospital. You get a t-shirt, you get a hoodie, and then D'Lo will, if you send him a screenshot of your donation, will also send you some free D'Lo and KC merch. So that's pretty cool. He hasn't come in and said that today. I don't know if that was a yesterday thing only. We're not just volunteering him for that.
Well, just so you'll be getting you'll be getting the receipt, the bill.
Great, can't wait. That'd be awesome. That'd be great. All right, I'm gonna talk about Devin Carter real quick.
Okay.
And then I want to talk about NFL MVP stuff because we haven't gotten to that.
Okay.
I got ready last night. I said this on the Insiders earlier with James Hamm, but I'm gonna say it to you. When Devin Carter checked in the game last night, I picked up my notebook, my handy dandy notebook here.
It's tough.
And I was ready to hate. Because James and I talked about Devin Carter and his G League performance the other day. And she's like, you guys hate Devin Carter and this and that. And he's like, no, I just don't know. Like, I know he's good in the G League. I got it. Mm-hmm. I want to see in the NBA if he can affect games in the way I think he should probably be affecting games. And I was ready to hate last night. I'm so serious. I wrote a thing about his hairline.
Oh, no.
I'm bald. I can do that.
It's fair. It's a fair point.
Yeah, thank you. My hairline is back here, so I can say that. I couldn't really do it. I was overall, and again, this is not, and I want to make sure that we have the parameters here. I don't think Devin Carter is going to become a 1A player. Because your whole thing with Maxime Renault and Nick Clifford is like, cool, the rotation players, that's not going to move me for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. I think with Devin Carter, what I was watching, he's vocal on defense. And he's trying on defense. The offensive stuff, he's putting pressure on the rim, which I think matters. His decision-making, once he does put the ball on the deck, I think needs some work. And that's not something, I think that's what's going to prohibit him from being something more than a role player, is I just don't know that is ever going to be there. But it wasn't like I watched this guy like slacking off on defense so he could go down and get a shot up on offense. That wasn't necessarily what I thought I was seeing. Yeah. And I wondered, like we saw it with Davion Mitchell. Davion Mitchell was like, man, is he really like, eh? And then he gets to Miami that has a clear-cut role for him. They say, you do this. We're on the point. We're not going to ask you to shoot it a ton, and you're going to play great defense, and that's all we need. I would love to see what Devin Carter looks like in a team with an established system. If he went to Golden State, let's say they do Jonathan Kuminga trade, and he goes to Golden State. Gary Payton II gets hurt, and they say, hey, can you go be GP2? Can you just go do this? Pick up 94 feet, be a pest, grab some rebounds. Shoot a corner three if you're open. If not, swing. It's all we need. Could he do that successfully? And I don't know. Like maybe he can't. I genuinely don't know. But watching him last night made me at least see the vision of, okay, I think if you put him in the right spot or around the right players, I think he could carve out a role in the NBA. And I didn't necessarily think that last year.
Yeah, there were, I mean, so we've talked about this.
Again, the bar's hella low.
Yeah.
But go on.
No, I was saying we talked about this a few times on D-Lo and KC, myself and Damien. Dame right now just doesn't see it with Devin Carter. Last year, the second stint he had in the NBA, not the when he got it cleared, came to the NBA after a game in the G League or two games, and he played, and he looked awful. Looked awful. They sent him back down for a little bit. The second time he came back up, I saw an NBA player there.
Yeah.
I saw things that he could do on an NBA floor that could be helpful. And I didn't see that the first time.
Yeah. No.
So
sure.
I was like, you know, and then you factor everything. Like, hey, the guy was just coming off of injury. He didn't get a summer league. He didn't get a training camp. Yeah, it makes sense that first stint would be as tough as it was for him. Got his legs under him, got a little bit of time in the NBA and in the G League, come back a month later, yeah, it's going to look a little different. Mm-hmm. I'm with that. So I say that from the premise of that's what I think is. Like, mm-hmm. I think he's an NBA player. Mm-hmm. You know, once again, another rotational guy that we're, mm-hmm. we're talking about. And in the right situation, like you said, he could be really effective. I don't think he's a point guard.
No.
So that
ship
is problematic.
I feel like it's hard. And again, we're talking about this a little bit earlier, but I've heard people who have been in the NBA talk about on podcasts or on TV or whatever. You don't learn to be a point guard. You're a point guard or you're not. Mm-hmm. Is kind of the vibe I've gotten.
Oh, 100%.
And he's just not. And that's fine. That's not a negative. It's just, okay, that's not going to be his role.
Right. 100%. I mean, I feel that way about basketball in general, not just like at the NBA mm-hmm. level, just in general. Point guards are made. Mm-hmm. Point guards are born. Excuse me. They're not made. Me personally, it's 6 feet at my tallest. Probably should be a point guard. It's something in your mind. It's something in your bloodstream mm-hmm. that I didn't have. I was not a point guard. I like to shoot. Mm-hmm. I thought about shooting first. My guy, you know, lifelong friend, listen to the show, good basketball player, Jesse Rosales, my mm-hmm. man Bo, by nature, in his bloodstream, mm-hmm. he was a point guard.
Yeah.
Like, he was looking, like he... When he played, he was looking mm-hmm. to see who was open. And even when he attacked, it was attacking to see who I could dump it off to mm-hmm. first. And if I couldn't, then I'd finish. Mm-hmm. But those are things that you don't go to, I don't believe at least, you go to point guard school to get.
Sure, yeah.
Once again, it's in your blood. And Devin, everything I've heard, Mark Jones talks about it. Mm-hmm. You know, his time in Miami working out. Mm-hmm. Now he's talking about working with his dad, who was a point guard. Mm-hmm. He's trying. Like, he's putting all the work in to try to be better at that position because that's mm-hmm. probably his pathway in the league. But yeah, I don't think that's who he is by nature, mm-hmm. and. You talk about GP2. That's a great comparison. That's a guy that he can pattern his game after.
Because mm-hmm. GP2 is not a point guard.
No, but GP2 is what, 6'2", 6'3"?
6'2", generously.
Yeah. You know, and he's tough. He's physical. Mm-hmm. So it allows him to guard three positions, mm-hmm. you know. And not the greatest shooter, mm-hmm. but his athleticism and his physicality mm-hmm. is what he really leaned into. And the Warriors had the perfect roster system mm-hmm. to allow him to do that, and he's worked out really, really well for the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that if it's here eventually or if it's somewhere else, I think that's where Devin Carter could find his path in the NBA to mm-hmm. being an NBA player, because mm-hmm. I think it's there. I just don't know if what he brings to the table right now is – It works here in Sacramento.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I don't think it does, because they're just not in that place. Mm. Because I do think it a player like Devin Carter, and this might be eventually where Nate Clifford lands too. I don't know. We're not far enough into it yet, but because like last night, I see him talking on defense and I see him trying to rotate on defense, but. You can't, there's only so much you can do, and so you can only be so effective when a guy's getting blown by at the point of attack. Mm-hmm. And you're stuck. All right, do I help from the corner? Do I try and get, and he's late rotating or whatever? Because, man, there was just no resistance. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that they trade Devin Carter. I don't think it's like, oh man, he's starting on a team and he's averaging 15 and 7-3, mm-hmm. and man, he looks awesome. I don't know if it's there, and he may not be on that timeline for the Kings where the Kings are ready to have a place for him.
Right.
But I was watching last night, and like I said, I was ready to just be like, no, he's not an NBA player because of this, and this. And I was like, no, it's just not the case.
Last night, I thought he just had ups and downs.
Yeah,
like there were good moments, early on in the middle of his, you know, playing time. It was looking a little spotty. And then he came on strong, hitting a couple threes late, getting to the line, doing things like that to get to the point totals. But I looked at Devin last night, and I didn't look at him as playing bad, but I also didn't look at him as standing out. You know what I'm saying?
It was just, for sure.
All right, Devin got some tick, and that's how he looked. And All right. You know, and
it's definitely one way or another. It's definitely one of those things that I was only watching because it was something for my job where I was going to like, oh, okay, I'm focused on this because we just talked about him on the show. I'm focused on this. But if you were at the game last night and you're a fan and you're there hanging out, it wasn't like, oh wow, did you see the Devin Carter minutes? Like, you remember when Keon would get on the floor in garbage time as a rookie? It's like, oh, like, man, Keon kind of came in and messed some stuff up. Like that, I want to see more of that.
Yeah, and Devin,
not necessarily that.
Devin right now for me is in a category of kind of what we just talked about. He's an NBA player. I do believe that. I think he's a guy that can be in this league. It just kind of is what he is, right? He hasn't elevated for me. He hasn't elevated to, you know, I need to see more of him. I think there's more that he can do given the opportunity, give him more minutes. Like, I think he can affect this team. I think he's somebody that you can build with for the future. No, he hasn't hit that spot for me.
No, for sure.
So when he's out there on the court like he was last night, for me personally, and regardless of what some like to think, I'm pretty... I'm not knee-jerk with this stuff. Like, there's a period of time I need to see somebody play a certain way, whether
you're
good
indifferent
or bad.
Right now.
Yeah, it's just like he's out there, and he had some ups and downs last night. And that last night didn't change for me what the amount that I want to see Devin Carter.
No, that's fine.
Which
the
is
context,
it's
the
fine.
Context,
he can play.
Yeah, like, the context that I'm watching, though, it's like we talked about 2028, the 28-29 season, so 3 years from now. I asked, are there players you would guarantee would be on the team? And you said no, zero. Guaranteed zero. But who could be? And Keegan's on that list. Neek and Max are obviously on that list. And when I watched Devin Carter do what he did last night, I'm like, if the Kings do this in a certain way, where they have some wing depth, they have a point guard, I could see Devin Carter being a little bit of a change up, either as a three in some lineups, or as a two in against a bigger backcourt, where he could be somebody you throw it at somebody. I don't know that going into the year I necessarily thought that. And something may happen next game where I think the opposite. Like, I'm still very much in the information gathering phase.
Yeah.
But last night I saw a player like, oh, great. I could see it down the line where Devin Carter and somebody like James Hamm may be like, nah, the Kings are out. The Kings picked up his option and hope they might be able to trade him, but he's not on the team in 28. If that's the case, then so be it. But for me, and just watching, like, all right, I guess I see it.
And one of the things that is going to tell the story of Devin Carter, in my opinion, is kind of one of the things that James Hamm talks about and he alludes to a lot, is where's Devin's mind at? Where's Devin? If Devin is out there like, hey, this is my life in the NBA. This is how I played 10 years. And, you know, let's do it. You know what I mean? I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to do whatever. You know, he could be here for a long time. But if Devin's mind is like, man, just give me the opportunity and I'm getting 20. They just don't let me play. It's just, that's the wrong thinking.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
That's the wrong thinking. And James, like I said, alludes to it where some believe it's the latter is where his mind is at. And that's cool. I never want to take anybody's confidence or belief in themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, And they've done so much to get to this point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it sounds crazy to be like, hey, don't feel that way. Like, we joke about Pods mm-hmm. and how people give Pods a hard time.
Brandon Pajemski.
Yeah. For how he's like, yo, you know, that one's on me tonight, guys. That one's on me. Put it on my shoulder. All right, settle down. But look, if he's got aspirations, same thing with Jonathan Kuminga. If you got aspirations and this is where you're striving to be, mm-hmm. I'm never going to tell nobody don't strive to be there. Mm-hmm. But you also got to figure out how you can even get in that position to have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't get in that position to have that opportunity by coming to the door saying, I need 20 shots.
Yeah,
sometimes
right,
you get in that position by saying, you know what? I'm going to be a lockdown defender for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to be a guy that moves the ball and just hit spot up threes for a little while. That may be what I do for a year or two, just so people can establish that I am a player in this league. Mm-hmm. I am somebody that should be getting more minutes. And now with more minutes and more opportunity, now I show more to my game. I think that's where Devin's mind should be.
I agree. But I also want to shifting this away from Devin Carter. That's not a Devin Carter specific thing.
Mm.
Austin Rivers talks about it all the time. He talks about, he says the line, learn your role, change your life. And he talks about how if he had handled himself differently as a 24, 25, 26-year-old, he'd probably still be in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But because of certain things he did and the way he approached the game in that way, like going, I'm not a bench player. I should be starting. I should be, give me the ball. I should be scoring. Like I should, and having that kind of attitude mm-hmm. rubbed people the wrong way, didn't make a good name for himself or in the league, and he's 32 years old out of the league.
Yeah.
And so that's a problem for, it could be a thing that hampers Jonathan Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a thing that hampers Devin Carter. It's a thing that could hamper probably 4 to 5 guys on every NBA team. Dog, and that might be conservative.
Dog, this the majority of these guys that come into the league were that dude for their whole life.
Yeah, and you don't get to that level by not thinking very highly of yourself. And I don't say that in a derogatory way.
Yeah.
Part of my issue when I put obviously there's a lot of reasons I didn't play baseball beyond high school. I really wanted to. Mm. But part of my issue was that I didn't wake up every day going, man, you know what? I'm the best player on my team.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play over a different guy my senior year. And my thought process was like, I have to do everything in my power. I'm going to wake up at 4 a.m. I'm going to work out. I'm going to get extra swings in the cages. I'm going to do this. I'm going to show everybody that I'm better than that guy. My mindset was, oh, I feel bad for myself because
mm-hmm.
I didn't have that confidence that I was definitely better than that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So to just to that point, like to get to the league, you have to have a supreme belief in yourself just to put in the type of work it takes to get there.
Yeah.
So
yeah. The you'll probably remember this. It always sticks out to me. 49ers 2012.
Mm.
2012, the Super Bowl, the team that went to the Super Bowl. Can't call them the Super Bowl team. The team that went to the Super Bowl. No.
The Super Bowl participants.
Oh, help me out with this one. It might actually be 2011. It was 2011 because when they beat
the team that lost to the Giants.
The team that lost to the Giants because they destroyed the Bucks.
Yeah.
1 week at Candlestick.
45-3, I think.
And I believe the very next week they destroyed the Bills.
600 yards offense, 300 passes.
That was 2011, correct?
Yeah. I think those are back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, that's why you're my guy. In the Bills game,
mm-hmm.
they're beating the brakes off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Kaepernick gets into the game.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin Kaepernick was the backup to Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And he maybe throws for 100-something yards. This is in one quarter of play, maybe less than one quarter of play. Throws for 100-some yards, maybe passes for one touchdown, definitely runs for one touchdown, right? And everybody was like, oh, man, that was cool. It was no quarterback controversy or nothing.
I'm sorry. I had that wrong. The Bills game was 2012.
It was 2012. Damn. Okay.
The Bucks game was definitely 2011, though.
Yeah. That's when Josh Morgan broke his ankle, didn't he?
I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough. I believe that next week was the Jim Schwartz game at Detroit. Niners win 25-19.
After the Bucks game? Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. It was. Because they both went into that 4-1, I believe. Both teams, the Lions and the
yeah, the 2012 they beat the Jets 34-0.
That's
and then beat the Bills 45-3.
That's right, because they beat the crap out of the state of New York. I remember that. That was.
Kaepernick went 1 of 7.
1 of 7 passing?
1 of 1 for 7 yards, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Did he have how many touchdowns?
He had a rushing touchdown.
Just one?
Yeah, against the Bills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many rushing yards?
39.
Nah. Either way, people were
point
impressed.
Stands.
People were impressed by Colin Kaepernick, right? And they won. The offense was doing good. And everybody was happy. Like you said, back-to-back weeks, they put up like 80 points or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I remember Colin Kaepernick tweeting out that night, or maybe even early the next morning, tweeted out a picture of him in the gym. And he was like, can't keep me on the bench forever. And I was like, damn, what's up with this dude? Like, they just won. They didn't back-to-back weeks. They're going crazy. He got in, got a touchdown, all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he like, man, can't keep me on the bench forever. And to your point, that was his mindset.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, and for whatever reason, it didn't come off as like something selfish. Like, oh, you're only thinking about yourself when the team, it didn't come off that way. It was just, Hey, I'm here. I'm good. I'm ready to play. I'm preparing myself to play for whenever they give me the opportunity.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the mindset of all these guys. That's the mindset of a Devin Carter right now. Like, man, just give me the opportunity and I'll do what I need to do. I'm not going to tell these guys not to feel that way because mm-hmm. they have been that good. Everything they mm-hmm. think they are, they have been their entire life.
No doubt.
So I understand that. But to your point with Austin Rivers, mm-hmm. I saw this with Matt Barnes. I saw this with Trevor Ariza
mm-hmm.
And just a number of different guys throughout the mm-hmm. NBA. Marcus Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Smart was like a top 10 player in the country out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like
he was that dude at Oklahoma State.
He went to Oklahoma yeah. State as yeah. one of the best recruits they had ever gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets to the league and he said, I got to be this scrappy
mm-hmm.
do the work guy, glue guy type guy.
Yeah.
It takes a while to figure that out, but you got to figure out what you want to do. Do you want to be in this league for a long time?
That's it.
Or do you want to score a lot of points? And you can do that in Europe somewhere.
Yeah.
And I feel like Devin's trying to figure out what path he can go down. And I think to get where maybe he wants to go, mm-hmm. he got to be willing to do the scrappy stuff. Not to say that he's not. I'm sure he is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's your ticket right now.
And it's typically when you fall into that role, that's your role.
Mm-hmm.
That's the player you're going to be. It's pretty difficult to be a role player, a glue guy, a scrappy guy. And after 4 years, a team's going to give you the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, you're going to get paid to be that, and that's what you're going to be. And I understand the hesitation. If your mindset is, man, I could be getting, I'm a very good rebounding guard. I'm working with my dad who played in the NBA. I'm working on my point guard skills. I think I can score 22 a night. I could be 22, 8-5. Man, I could get paid.
Mm-hmm.
I could be a $40 million a year guy versus I could be a mid-level guy if I just do all this.
Mm-hmm.
If I just do X, Y, and Z. It's like the Warriors wanted Jonathan Kuminga to be Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon has carved out a phenomenal role with the Nuggets. Grabs rebounds, plays tough defense, knocks down corner threes, pulls out of the dunker spot, is invaluable for a championship-level team.
Mm-hmm.
And coming away, nah, I don't want to work on that stuff because I think I can do more.
Mm-hmm.
And I get like I said, I don't fault anybody for thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a tough mindset to get out of. Like and I'm using that Golden State example because Golden State went, hey, we think that you can be an invaluable piece of a title team,
mm-hmm.
not some random role player. This isn't like we think you could be Gary Payton II. Like, no, you could be Aaron Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
The like super role player, the ideal role player in the NBA. We think you could do that. Like, nah, I think I'm better than that.
The tough part. Right. The tough part with a guy like Jonathan Kuminga,
mm-hmm.
and you compare him to, let's say Trevor Ariza or Devin Carter mm-hmm. or something like that, is Jonathan Kuminga can say, "I think I can be this because given the opportunity, I have been." You know what I'm saying? Like, given the playing time, like I averaged what in the playoffs? 25.
Yeah, and 3 losses.
That's fine, but that's fine. But I literally have done it. It's not a. I think if I get the opportunity, mm-hmm. I can average 25. That's where Devin is. I think if given the opportunity, oh, you've played 20 plus minutes a night and you've come away with 6 points.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if you really can do that like that.
Yeah.
And that's like, I can even understand Kuminga because Kuminga's looking at hard evidence that says, nope, when I play, I'm given the opportunity, I can score 25. I've shown you on a number of different occasions. Mm-hmm. Devin's still looking for, there's nothing to go off of.
Mm.
There's nothing that says that you can do that. And like you said, to your point, which was great, it does feel like a lot of the times once you decide to go down a path, you choose a path, you get pigeonholed there and it's tough to get out. So maybe they're not as quick to do that. But to your original point, Devin Carter, he was fine last night.
Yeah. I was ready to hate and I couldn't. Which honestly, like, shout out to him.
Yeah.
I'll be wrong. That's cool.
Well,
I don't think.
Jury's still out. Nothing's decided yet.
We talk a lot about NBA MVP, talk about NFL MVP. I think we need to change the way we talk about those things. And I want to talk about this. I want to talk about MVP awards next.
Okay.
Because I think we got a really fun race shaping up in the NFL. And for the first time since 2012. We might have a quarterback not winning it.
See,
we'll talk about it next.
No, yeah, we got to talk
about
it.
On ESPN 1320.
Yeah. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Kyle. That's Kenny. Jesse Tapia, super producer in the building.
Yep.
We need to, I want to talk about MVPs, but let's, I want to talk about something our guy Scooter said on YouTube just real quick.
Okay.
We simulcast the show on YouTube for those of you listening on the radio or on the free Odyssey app. Or if you listen to the podcast, D-Lo and KC, download wherever you get your podcast. Scooter said, we were talking about the Kings earlier and how this is one of the worst seasons in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Scooter said, this is why I would like the beam to go away. It's kind of embarrassing at this point. Brother, it's not happening.
Yeah, Scooter, I couldn't disagree more.
Can I...
We've said this a number of different times.
Can I tell you guys something? If you've said this a number of different times, then we might have...
We can say it again. I'll say it to the mountaintops.
Okay, great. It's not going anywhere.
And it shouldn't.
No, this is the Kings thing now.
Yeah.
They invented a cool thing that belongs to them. Through highs, through lows, it's either going to be everybody chanting light the beam because they're winning their 50th game, or it's going to be people chanting light the beam because they're winning their 15th game. Like, that's how it's going to go. But a good example of a, like, winning tradition, or just a thing a team does when their team wins, is the Chicago Cubs.
Thank you very much.
The Chicago Cubs started flying the W, according to Google Gemini, around 1937 or 1938. We're going to go to 1937, where the Cubs won 93 games. They didn't go to the playoffs. But again, not a lot of playoff teams back then. They lost the World Series the next year. 1945, they lost the World Series again. Then the Cubs didn't make the playoffs again. I just said they made the playoffs. They made the World Series in 1945. They didn't make the playoffs again until 1984.
I thought you were going to say 84 against the Padres.
And then they lost in the NLCS. Then in 89, they lose the ALCS again. Then in 98, they lose in the NLDS. 2003, they lose in the NLCS. NLDS loss, NLDS loss. They didn't win a World Series again, obviously, until 2016. But a lot of losing for the Cubs in there. And they flew the W after every win. It's a thing that's going to happen. It's not going anywhere. And I'm totally with you. It shouldn't.
Yes.
That's it. That's all. I just wanted to address that.
I will fight anybody that tries to take the beam out of commission.
Oh.
That includes anybody in the Kings organization. I'll fight Vivek. I'll fight Alvin Gentry. I'll fight Scott Perry. I'll fight Reggie. My
Slamson?
Guy Reggie.
Slamson?
Slamson, I'll fight him.
Man.
The beam
I heard Slamson.
Goes nowhere.
Slamson trying to get people to sell the team.
That was crazy. Accident, by the way. He thought they were saying light the beam. And I think some people were saying light the beam, but some people were also saying sell the team. The beam. I will protect the beam with everything I've got. It goes nowhere, ever.
Russ Dog said light the beam needs to go away. Why?
Russ Dog, usually you have some good takes. Not this one.
Why? Is that...
Beam is part of the city now.
Yeah,
it isn't just the Sacramento Kings. Like, yes. Oh, they won. Like, no, people like to even... They're not even, like, super tapped in with the Kings. Like, oh, wow, like, the beam's up.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends who don't give a rip about basketball. Will post on their Instagram story like, "Oh, you see the beam tonight?"
Yeah, no, it's much bigger than a Kings win now.
Yes,
yeah,
it is is a fabric of the city at this point.
Now I will say it's not like the way it was. Do you guys still play Youngzell after everyone?
Well, that
no, we don't.
No, we don't.
But it's fine. But that's
sometimes.
Just it. But that's just it, right?
In a
right,
way,
right? Okay, but that's just it. Is like, if they're 6-19, we're not going to go into Sunday night going, ooh. And you might, if you have children or young kids who that's what they know about the sport, that's what they know about the Kings to be, that's one thing. But if you're listening to this show and you're like a huge Kings fan, you're not like, oh, I hope they light the beam tonight. Mm. Like, no, that's it. That it's going to be a thing. The prominence of it is going to go dormant for a little bit.
Mm.
But if Scott Perry turns this thing around, it's 2028, 2027, 2028, and the Kings are winning 45 games and they're going to the playoffs. Hell yeah.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, all right, let's take it away.
Once it's
then.
Away, it's gone.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly my point. Back. Like, you're going to take it away. What? They win 45 games a couple seasons from now. Bring it back. Oh, they won 40. Take it away again, guys.
No, it's not going to work. And I know this isn't everything, but it means something. Kyle, you've seen this. Jesse, you've seen this. This year, these teams are dreadful. People hate this Kings team. Hate this Kings team. They're not interested at all. Fans yelling at the players, all this other stuff on a constant basis. Scott Freshour.
Fresh. Your guy.
My guy. At the beginning of the game, gets everybody hyped up, says, all right, everybody, get on your feet. It's time for Kings basketball. Let's show the Denver Nuggets how we get down in Sacktown. And everybody says, now? Yeah. And he says, yeah, everybody, yeah. And then even last night, he goes, and he says it at before every tip. Who wants to light the beam tonight? The biggest pop of the night. Right. Every time.
Yep.
Every time. This team stinks.
You said this was Scooter's take?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scooter, take a lap.
Take a
fence and back. Yeah, fence and back, Scooter. Matter of fact, talking through it, yeah.
Matter of fact,
and
Scooter.
Rust Dog,
you go with them. And matter of fact, we'll tell you when to stop running.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, go ahead.
We'll tell you when to stop.
After your third lap, you can get some water.
And take accountability. If you're also in the YouTube chat and you agreed with one of those takes, you're culpable as well.
Go with them. Keep That's running. Always the worst when they're just like, just keep running so I tell you to stop.
Ah, brutal.
I never really got in trouble like that.
I did.
You played soccer though, right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot more running.
Baseball
in soccer.
Too. Yeah, baseball. You got to run poles.
Oh God!
Yeah, I was.
We had these things in baseball that our coach
a goofy
called.
Guy.
This is the one of the corniest things. I don't like this coach. I'm not a confrontational person. I try and get along with everybody. It's probably a fault of mine. But if I saw this person, if he walked in the door right now, I'd have beef.
Oh.
Like I do not like this person, okay. And I'll tell him to his face. But Greg Borland, if you're listening, I don't like you.
Well, I don't like you because Kyle don't like you either.
he used to do these things. This is so corny. They were called, we were the Liberty Lions. Mm-hmm. So we had Lion Reminders is what they were called. Mm. And if you made a mistake, you had to run a Lion Reminder. So if I'm playing first base and... ball just pops out of my glove or something. Mm. Or maybe I'm playing first base, ground ball through the legs. Oh, that's a Lion Reminder. And that is a sprint from home to the left field foul pole.
Okay.
You get to the left field foul pole. I forget the order of these, but it was like push-ups. Some amount of push-ups.
Yeah.
Then you had to do like high knees or something to center field. Get to center field, it was like crunches or something. Then you got to do like run backwards or some other kind of thing to the right field foul pole. And there you had to hold on to the foul pole and you had to one leg squat,
mm-hmm.
10 on each side or whatever stupid. It was. And then you had to bear crawl. You had to bear crawl. You know what a bear crawl is? Mm. Get in a push-up position and then start walking on all fours.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bear crawl. You had to bear crawl from the right field foul pole to first base.
Doing way too much.
And when you get to first base, no, we're not done yet.
Oh my gosh, bro.
When you get to, not to first base, the cut of the outfield,
yeah.
The cut of the outfield grass, then you got to do like butt kickers or something.
Yeah.
All the way around the infield, all around the edge of the infield.
There's no need for all this.
Yeah, bro.
Then when you get back, to the left field line, you got to sprint home. And that's one.
All right, man.
No, yeah, no.
This guy, bro, you're doing way
Coach,
too
Coach, we're
much.
Playing baseball. Like, I get it, whatever.
Everybody join me in disliking this person.
Yeah.
Doing way too much. I believe, like, there's got to be some type of, like, consequences for mistakes, like in practice.
Sure.
And stuff like that. I get it. But there was also a part of me, like, when I was coaching, where I was like, look, I'm not here trying to intimidate you into playing better.
Mm-hmm.
You either want to do what's right or not.
That's it.
If you don't want to do what's right, then you just won't play. Mm-hmm. There's that. But if you want to, you can't do this with everybody. But with the guys that you want to play, what I say or what I make you do shouldn't be worse than your own frustration or being upset with the fact that you didn't make the play. Like, if, for instance, a ground ball goes through your legs, that player that's really, like, trying to be as good as they can be, they're already more mad and talking to themselves more than what the coach or anybody else could say.
Yeah.
That's the guy that I want. I don't need you to do bear crawls to make you say, like, hey, I'm going to be better next time.
Especially because physical mistakes are going to happen, man.
Right.
You're going to miss a shot. It's the mental ones that you can't, like, I'm playing first base and on a sure double, which is where, like, ball to the wall, shortstop, let's say it's ball to center, left center field. So a sure double is shortstop goes out as the cutoff man way out in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
Second baseman's going to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
In the event that there's an overthrow of the cutoff or something weird happens, second baseman's there. And then first baseman trails the runner to second base. So he's on, the first baseman's now on second. If that runner gets too far off, he can back pick. Like there's you're there. I don't follow the guy to second and we fall asleep and he gets third because we didn't have anybody there. He wasn't scared of getting back picked. He takes third base. All right, cool. That's on me. I'll run a lap.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Like the mental mistakes are what you can't have. But anyway,
some of these coaches, bless their heart, because they're giving their time, you know, volunteering basically to do this stuff, but some of them be doing too much. They don't know what the hell they're doing half the time.
If you're trying to get people conditioning, and you can just do conditioning at the end of practice.
That's it.
Coach, it's easy.
I'm sorry you didn't go pro, but that's not my fault.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That has nothing to do with me, dude.
I'm sorry that your job
Mom has me out here because she wants me to be busy after school. Like, what do you want?
I'm sorry that your job is campus security officer and you have to drive around in a golf cart all day taking kids to detention because they're trying to sneak off campus to go get Burger King, hypothetically.
And the killer is, you weren't that good yourself. That's those are usually like the worst.
Yeah,
because they're like, I read Vince Lombardi's book, and this is how you should coach.
Bro, that's oof.
All right. You have no idea. Like, if we played in the same era, I would destroy you.
Yeah.
If you were my opponent right now, you'd have no shot.
It's like, I wasn't that good of a player. It's like, you're me. What the same? Anyways.
Yeah, don't do too much, coaches.
Anyways. That's Kenny Caraway.
Players listen to your coaches, too.
Filling in for Damian Barling. Do I have to do a legal or something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
You are listening to, did I miss it at one? Whoops. KFM West Sacramento, KRSQHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader, always free on the Odyssey app. That's Kenny Caraway. I'm Kyle Madsen, filling in for Damian Barling, who should be in here shortly. That's Jesse Tapia. I want to talk about the NFL MVP real quick. What do you got?
I want to say, speaking of coaches real quick, we had this one year, junior my soccer team or whatever, we literally tried to overthrow one of our coaches and get this other guy in there because we liked him better.
Hey, come on, man.
No, legit.
Come on.
We had two like coaches, right? And one of them tried to get us to play like Barcelona, which made no sense because we're just Modesto kids in high school. Like that's not gonna work.
Like Barcelona,
it's not gonna work. We're just some kids from Modesto. It's not gonna work.
Come on, man. No. You can't overthrow.
He got back because one time coach shows up. He's like, "Yeah, so Kiko's not gonna be coming to practice anymore." Like, all right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.